Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 19th. You'll be interested to know. 94 years ago, today, in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling, creating a legal framework that allowed for the establishment of casinos throughout the state, especially in Las Vegas, which became a prominent destination for gaming and entertainment. This significant development transformed the state's economy and culture, establishing it as a major hub for tourism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 28 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching around 51, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some drizzle and fog, a low of 40 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just before 9:30, with the high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies Thursday with drizzle and fog in the morning at a high near 56. Rain arrives Thursday night with a low around 42. Friday continues with rain and a high near 48. There's a chance of rain Friday night before 10 p.m. with lows around 36. Saturday brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 59, cooling to a low around 35 at night. Sunday will be sunny with a high near 48 and lows around 31. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Commonwealth has filed a motion to reinstate a buffer zone around Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham during Karen Reed's retrial. This zone would prohibit demonstrations, signs, and clothing in support of either party or law enforcement. During the first trial, a buffer zone was established within 200 feet of the courthouse, located in downtown Dedham. The new motion requests two changes. First, to extend the buffer zone to include the area within Bates Court, Bullard Street, Ames Street, and Court Street. Second, it seeks to include a mechanism for enforcement, allowing police to use reasonable physical force for compliance. Now on to sports. The NCAA tournament has kicked off with an exhilarating start. Alabama State achieved its first ever tournament victory by defeating St. Francis 70-68 with a thrilling last-second play. Micah Simpson's full-court pass found Amer Knox, who scored the winning basket. Knox led his team with 16 points, while Juan Cranford Jr. from St. Francis contributed 18 points and 8 rebounds. The Hornets' impressive performance included only 6 turnovers, turning those mistakes by St. Francis into 26 points. Meanwhile, North Carolina beat San Diego State and will play Ole Miss in the next round. In local sports, last night, the Celtics secured a solid victory against the Nets, winning 104-96 at the Garden. Baylor Shireman shined, scoring 13 of his career-high 20 points in the fourth quarter. Kristaps Porzingis added a dominant 25 points and 13 rebounds. The season improved to 50-19, while Brooklyn drops to 23-46. Boston remains unbeaten against the Nets this season. Friday night, the Celtics visit the Utah Jazz at the Delta Center. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 30-39 take on the dominant Golden Knights in Las Vegas. David Pastrnak, with 83 points and 34 goals, leads the Bees. The Bruins aim to bounce back against the favored Knights, who are 39-20-8. In top news, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams have safely returned to Earth after a 9-month mission that began with a week-long test voyage to the International Space Station. They landed off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida, alongside crewmates Nick Hag and Alexander Gorbunov. Their mission faced significant challenges, leading to their extended stay and a switch to a SpaceX return instead of using Boeing's Starliner. During their time in space, Williams set a record for the most spacewalking hours by a female astronaut, totaling 62 hours and 6 minutes. In business news, in a significant move, Ben & Jerry's announced that its parent company, Unilever, has decided to remove chief executive Dave Stever, intensifying a conflict over the subsidiary's independence regarding social policy issues. This decision was disclosed in a court filing, with Ben & Jerry's claiming Unilever threatened its personnel to suppress its social mission. Stever, who joined the company as a tour guide in 1988, became chief executive in May 2023. Ben & Jerry's has a history of social activism since its founding in 1978, which has increasingly clashed with Unilever's corporate strategies. The case continues in the U.S. District Court. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $83,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 13% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Hawaii is sinking 40 times faster than previously thought, with some areas of Oahu experiencing alarming subsidence rates. While the average rate is about 0.6 millimeters per year, certain regions, like the industrial Mapunapuna, are sinking at a staggering 25 millimeters per year. This rapid subsidence raises concerns about future flood exposure, with experts predicting increased flood risks by over 50% by the year 2050. Researchers from the University of Hawaii at Manoa emphasize the importance of understanding these rates to inform effective climate adaptation strategies and infrastructure resilience for local communities. And in entertainment news, in her memoir, Careless People, A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism, Sarah Wynne Williams reveals shocking details from her nearly 7 years at Facebook, which began in 2011. As a former United Nations diplomat, she aimed to enhance the company's global image. Since the book's release, Meta has aggressively challenged it, claiming it contains falsehoods and initiating arbitration that prevents her from promotion. Wynne Williams recounts bizarre requests from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, including wanting a peace rally or riot during an Asia trip, and instances of questionable decision-making within the company particularly regarding its response to global issues. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and writer, Alan Watts. And he said, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.